Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so let's get at the issues of the day, the events of the day. It's 7 after the hour. It's Monday, the 11th of June, 2012, and the presidential race is number one, although that was knocked around a little bit last week, as you may recall. If you listened over the weekend to the countdown, the essence of the what we figure is going to be the fabric of most of our attention for most of the foreseeable future. But the Wisconsin recall was the thing that took care of that first position. But we're now back into the essence of the presidential race. We'll talk about the economy during this hour. And, yeah, there is some reference to the recall in the Sunday morning programs. That's where we get a lot of the fodder for conversation. The Sunday morning programs, the ABC, Fox, CBS programs, CNN, State of the Union, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll get to those in just a minute. Stand by here on the countdown.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Larry Kennard, 3rd Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
A lot of people don't know when in a situation like that, when you get ready to go out on a raid, you actually practice it. I mean, we had two platoons that were going to assault the hill. And another one, it was a weapons platoon that would stay behind and provide them protecting fire. So we actually pulled our company out of the line and picked some terrain that was very similar to what we'd be assaulting and practiced for 3 nights before we actually went out on the raid.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Private sector is doing fine. Where we're seeing weaknesses in our economy had to do with state and local government.
We've seen layoffs, cutbacks.
When it's all said and done, I'm making $200 a month.
I've been looking for a job for 2 years, haven't found any.
You know, I had to file my own personal bankruptcy. I had to close my business.
Here I am. No health care, no slash pension.
I just lost my job recently.
I have to work part-time in order to make ends meet.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a failure.
The private sector is doing fine. The private sector is doing fine. The private sector is doing fine.
There's the latest Mitt Romney ad blasting President Obama over his comments about the economy this past Friday. Obama said the problem was the government and the private sector is doing fine. You agree with that statement? 800-510-8255 is the call in line for you to register your feelings and thoughts, your opinions about whatever it is that we'll be talking about. It's the normal part of a very unusual program in that what we're doing is sifting through a lot of the talk radio and talk television programs all the time, mostly talk radio, to get a consensus as to what people are talking about. And that ad certainly is a fodder for conversation. It has been over the weekend and will be, I'm sure, today and through earlier this week. So that's where we get started. Doug Steffen here. And now we have the Mitt Romney ad on one side, always interested in presenting both sides of the issues here. So we go to the super PAC that supports Obama. Remember, the statement is the private sector is doing fine. He has already walked back. The super PAC supporting him quickly released a new ad attacking Mitt Romney on his economic record. So let's listen to that.
Romney and Bain Capital shut this place down. They shut down entire livelihoods.
They promised us a health care package. They promised us to maintain our retirement program. And those are the first two things that disappeared.
This was a booming place. And Mitt Romney and Bain Capital turned it into a junkyard, just making money and leaving. They don't live in this neighborhood. They don't live in this part of the world.
All right. So that could be anyway. That could be an actor. And that may be the case with the voices in the first ad as well. Are those real people or are those actors or folks that work on the campaign? That's one of the old ruses. When you listen to a radio station and you hear these calls from people, oh, I love your station, it's the greatest in the world. Those are usually employees of the radio station that, you know, it's a promo. And that's what I'm guessing both the Mitt Romney ad and the Obama ad are, these are actors. And so, all right. What does that voice mean? What does the thought mean? What is this process all about? 800-510-8255. Here's host John McDonald talking to ABC's David Curley about the president's comment that the private sector is doing just fine.
Was it a rough week for the president?
You know, John, it was amazing. It was a really bad week for the president. And so when was it, about 9 or so, we heard that the president might come out and make a statement, and then he might take a couple of questions. And I thought, okay, so here he is at the end of the week, a bad week. He's trying to change the subject and kind of move on beyond all this bad stuff. Well, it didn't work out too well. He started talking about Europe is what he really wanted to talk about. And then somebody asked him about our economy and the parse line, the simple part is he said the private sector is doing fine.
Yes.
And boy, did the Republican machine get into overdrive.
Yes.
There was an ad out from the RNC. I don't think it was much more than an hour and a half, 2 hours, mm-hmm. 3 hours tops. There was an ad out. You know, Romney made a comment. Boehner and Cantor came out on Capitol Hill. Bobby Jindal got to play. I mean, they just all went after the president for that comment. The president was so I would assume angered by that. In the afternoon, he was meeting with the Philippine official. And when we come in, we call it a spray when we come in the Oval Office and take pictures when he has a bilateral meeting like that. And
right.
we'll often ask him a question, and he hardly ever answers. But somebody said, hey, Mr. Romney says that you're out of touch, that you don't understand when you say the private sector is fine. And the president had a long answer saying, listen, the economy is not fine. What I was trying to say is that the private sector is growing. The public sector isn't. We need Congress to do something to help put firefighters and teachers back to work. Was that a long enough answer for you, John?
Yes. But the thing is, a similar thing happened in 2008 when John McCain made a similar comment about the economy, and they pounced on him.
Absolutely. It's deja vu all over again.
Yes.
Now, and this is what I did in my piece on Good Morning America. So 2008, we are in the midst of that deep, deep recession.
Right.
We're just really, really starting to feel it. And John McCain says the fundamentals of the economy are strong. And Obama used that like a stick to beat him about the head.
Yeah.
So what I looked at last night is I got the numbers for the last 6 months. And if you look at the numbers, the private sector has added 1,081,000 jobs in 6 months. The public sector over the last 6 months has lost 36,000 jobs. That's what the president was referring to. That was his point. But it doesn't matter. You make a comment that the private sector is doing fine, you are going to get beat by a stick by the Republicans, just like you beat up McCain 4 years ago.
All right, so there we go. 800-510-8255. That explanation to help you a little bit. Maybe, maybe not. The email address is doug@dougstefan.com for various comments. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. There's a listen box there at dougstefan.com that answers all the questions about the various ways you can hear us. There are lots of different apps that you can use to go and find, listen to the various hours and keep yourself abreast of what's going on here. Here's another radio host named Gary Jeff Walker, who focuses in on the president's comments and what he thinks about the reality that President Obama lives in.
Going back to this large, overreaching federal government spending and people not living within their means, and he said the private sector is doing fine. For all of those of you who think that Mitt Romney is out of touch with you and me and the rest of the 99%ers, so-called, all you have to do is listen to a president with 8.2% unemployment, the economy growing at less than 1.9%, say that the private sector is doing fine, and saying that where we're lacking is more public money, i.e. taxpayer money, extracted, stolen from all of us who actually do the working and living and dying in this country. President Barack Hussein Obama is totally out of touch with the plight of everyday Americans. All you have to do is listen to that one incredibly ludicrous statement, the private sector is doing fine, to know this. I'll tell you this, and it's not because I hate the president, or I'm a racist, or I'm a bigot, or I'm a Republican. I will vote for Mitt Romney if he shows up at the next campaign fundraiser in a goat head, spewing blood out of his mouth over President Obama. You want to talk about somebody that's out of touch, that the Democrats claim to be for the common man, for the middle-class families? They claim that President Obama is that person. All you have to do is listen to that statement, and you know he is so out of touch in his ivory tower.
800-510-8255. So do you agree that the president is out of touch? You hear that all the time from both sides, right? It's just, you hear, that's a thing that gets focused. That statement, he's out of touch with reality. Well, Mitt Romney and the web video ad. See, that's what's happening. The ads are not being put onto terrestrial radio or television right away because they have to go through the process of buying the time. And sometimes it can be short-circuited, but not as quickly as they can put these things up on their website, and that's what they're doing. And that's, it gets as much, these guys are raising $1 billion apiece, or their party mechanisms, or the PACs, or whatever it is, $1 billion apiece. And yet they have staff that listen to some of these things. They go into an edit suite on a computer, and they edit the stuff quickly, and they post it on their they put it on their website, put it on their Facebook page, whatever they do. And without spending any money, they get all of the news media. The guys are monitoring these websites. They, wow, look at that new ad. It's not an ad. It's just a response. It becomes an ad. The various, like the Romney thing there, the eight people talking about their experience, staff cuts, job loss, personal bankruptcy, all of the things that are... and they don't have to be 30 seconds or 60 seconds in length either. It can be however they want to, whatever they want to put up there. All right, so anyway, the unemployment numbers, the job numbers, and the economy. Stupid, isn't that it? That's what James Carville said. It's the economy stupid, isn't it? 21 past the hour on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to the issues at hand here. 800-510-8255. We're talking, as you would expect, on this Monday after the statement made on Friday that the economy is just fine. It's the government. Like the government needs to grow some more. What I heard in the numbers actually sounded like it would be supportive of what most of us think, i.e. most of the new jobs are in the private sector and the government's losing jobs. That's what most of us want, right? 800-510-8255. When you consider how big the government has gotten, I think that's where I'd be interested to know where those jobs have gone. What departments have lost these positions? Meanwhile, from Fox, John Scott talked to Senator Mitch McConnell about the president and jobs at this point in our country's history.
Here's a quote from the president. He said, after losing jobs for 25 months in a row, our businesses have now created jobs for 27 months in a row, 4.3 million jobs in all. It sounds pretty good. Your response?
Well, the president must be on another planet. I mean, you just saw the jobs figures last Friday. To argue that the private sector is in good shape, it seems to me, is to be completely disconnected from reality. We've got a very, very sluggish economy, a very slow growth rate. We're just barely bumping along. And I commend his creativity in trying to find some bright spots. But I don't think very many Americans see many.
One of the questions I had is that if, in fact, the economy was in such bad shape, and it was when he took office, why was so much attention and so much time spent during the first 2 years of his term passing the health care law?
That is a very good question. I mean, he basically wanted to have the federal government take over all of American health care. That issue is currently before the Supreme Court, and we'll find out, I guess, whether any of it is unconstitutional. But whether or not the court finds it unconstitutional, the single biggest mistake we've made in modern times in our country, the single biggest step in the direction of Europeanizing America, and look at what's happening in Europe, is to have the government take over all of American health care. And that's what Obamacare does. It requires every American to have a health insurance policy. It will also tell them what kind of health insurance policy to buy. In order to pay for that for Americans who don't have the money to buy it, the president took $500 billion out of Medicare, out of hospitals, out of hospice, out of nursing homes. They're all struggling and laying off people. Senator, Obamacare has been a huge job killer. I hope the Supreme Court will give us a chance to have a do-over.
All right, so the Obamacare issue coming back up again. Sounds like a silver lining of of sorts. Even if the Supreme Court overturns the health care law, employers can keep offering popular coverage for the young adult children in their working force. Here's the catch, though. The parents' taxes will go up. That's only one of the messy potential ripple effects when the Supreme Court delivers its verdict on the Affordable Care Act, and that probably will come out by the end of this month, before they go into recess for the summertime. The law, as you know, affects most major components of health care, the health care system in our country, and its efforts to extend coverage to so many people who are uninsured. So what happens to them if this thing gets tossed out? Yeah, the issue is whether you have to mandate, whether you have to have it or not. The passing of this, remember, what was it, like 1,400 pages or something? It was so complicated. And orderly unwinding would prove pretty difficult. And that's what these people counted on. You heard over and over again congressmen and senators say, well, I don't know, we'll, I remember Nancy Pelosi said, we'll pass it and then we'll figure out how to fix it afterwards. And that this thing is such a complicated package. And so they've gotten what they want in a sense. Partially overturning it makes it even more messy. So that's how the tentacles of government get into our everyday lives over and over and over again. 28 minutes after the hour on the countdown. Jimmy
Bonds. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works. Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
As we start the week with another overview of what's going on. The Sunday morning programs, the television news shows that are always on, provide good conversational fodder. And so we, as the essence of what the Democrats are trying to escape away from is the statement the president made on Friday. So what a wonderful way for us to see how they are, how they worm their way out of it, other than listening to David Axelrod, who's the chief apologist. He's sort of the James Carville for Obama. He was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, talking about how the campaign seems to be just basically falling apart.
The jobs numbers coming out last Friday, the Wisconsin loss for Democrats in the recall election. We found out also that Mitt Romney outraised the president last month. And the Romney campaign really seems to be smelling blood right now. They think you've lost your footing. I want to show something that comes from Matt Dowd, who, of course, worked for President George W. Bush. He said, "I would have thought that the Obama campaign would have prepared a single disqualifying argument and pounded it for the last 5 or 6 weeks. They have done neither."
Well, I suspect much of this will be of little consequence. We are making a case about how you grow this economy in a way that will build a strong middle class. It's not the way Governor Romney proposes. His history as a job creator is suspect. Senator Santorum, he spoke to it during the Republican primary campaign. His business was not creating jobs. It was creating wealth for his partners, oftentimes at the expense of workers. And that showed in Massachusetts when he was governor, 47th in the nation in job creation, one of the worst records. Even as he was expanding, he expanded the government by 30%. Public sector jobs grew at 6 times the rate of private sector jobs. So this is the debate that the American people are interested in. How do we grow this economy in a way that grows the middle class, that is sustainable, an economy that's built to last?
But you hit on both points there, both the past and the future for Governor Romney. Which one is more important? Because Bill Clinton seemed to be suggesting last week that what your campaign should focus on is Romney's plans for the future. That's where the debate should be, and that's where you're going to win.
Well, that's certainly going to be where the debate is, but it's also important, since Governor Romney has offered as his only credential, really his business work, he doesn't talk about Massachusetts, but his main argument is, I have the secret sauce. I know how to get the economy moving. So it's important to look at some of that history, because his future, his view of how we build a better future is very much rooted in how he, in the lessons he's learned in the past. And those are not lessons that are going to translate into progress for the American people.
But how does, David Axelrod from the Obama group. How do these people stand on their record and go back over the last 4 years to the promises that were made and then come up with statements like that, which is no, it's kind of mind-boggling, actually, isn't it? 800-510-8255. All right, so let's listen to radio host Mo Kelly talking about Bill Clinton causing more problems for the president last week.
I salute the Republicans in the sense that they have this ability to stay on message all day, every day. If you go to the message boards, you hear the same buzzwords, the same sloganeering as you hear on Sean Hannity's show, Rush Limbaugh, or any other political pundit. Ann Coulter, we can run the list. We know that Republicans will stay on message, but for whatever reasons, the Democrats seemingly have an inability to stay on message. So let's go back and listen to what Bill Clinton first had to say about Mitt Romney having this sterling record as governor.
I think, however, the real issue ought to be, what has Governor Romney advocated in the campaign that he will do as president? What has President Obama done, and what does he propose to do? How do these things stack up against each other? That's the most relevant thing. There's no question that in terms of getting up and going to the office and, you know, basically performing the essential functions of the office, a man who's been governor and had a sterling business career crosses the qualification threshold. But they have dramatically different proposals. And it's my opinion anyway that the Obama proposals and the Obama record would be far better for the American economy and most Americans than those that Governor Romney's laid out.
Now, ostensibly, there's nothing wrong with being intellectually honest. To have a, dare I say, fair and balanced read of Mitt Romney's gubernatorial legacy. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is election season, and far be it from George Bush to have anything nice to say about President Obama during the election season. So did Bill Clinton double down on that remark? Because we all remember when Cory Booker stepped out there on his own, started thinking for himself, and grew a brain, he got his hand slapped and had to walk back his remarks. So did Bill Clinton walk back his remarks? So let's hear what he had to say when asked about those remarks.
Roger Simon, the political writer, has a piece on the web today, the headline of which I noticed this morning is Bill Clinton out of control in 2012. People are wanting to find room between you and the president on issues like Romney, Bain Capital, your quote that they had a sterling record in their line of work. Is there any difference between you and the tack the Obama campaign has taken?
Mr. Simon may think I should be an employee of the campaign, but I'm not.
We all know he's not an employee of the campaign, but to make that statement says to me that he's doubling down on the remarks. I'm Bill Clinton, and I'm the former president of the United States, two-term. You're not going to tell me what to say and how to say it. And Barack Obama is just going to have to get over it.
So what do you think? Bill Clinton for the defense. 800-510-8255. Pretty interesting stuff. It makes for great fodder. Look at Bill Clinton. He's sticking it to him. Here's from CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley yesterday talking about the president's concern with his problem. And what the problem is exemplified by Bill Clinton supporters going off message.
This week on the campaign trail, surrogates gone astray. Think about it. Do you have a couple dozen friends you'd let travel across the country to speak for you? Such is the nightmare of candidates who can't be everywhere. It's worst when the big dogs wander off, those surrogates people actually listen to. Example, former President Bill Clinton, who suggested in fuzzy language this week that tax cuts, even for the rich, should be extended for a while, which is not President Obama's language, fuzzy or otherwise.
I didn't have any idea when I was given that answer that I was wading into some controversy in the campaign. But yeah, I'm very sorry about what happened yesterday.
Campaign history is replete with examples from marquee names to the extras. In 2008, Texas State Senator Kirk Watson spoke for candidate Obama.
I'm not going to be able to name you specific items of legislative
accomplishment. Can you name anything he's accomplished as a congressman?
No, I'm not going to be able to do that, you know.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it?
Another blast from the past, a Clinton campaign ad questioning Obama's readiness to answer a 3 a.m. emergency phone call. Advisor Susan Rice had this helpful pushback on behalf of candidate Obama.
She attacked Barack Obama for not being ready. They're both not ready to have that 3 a.m. phone call.
All was apparently forgiven. Rice is now U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Sometimes you just have to believe a candidate understands what the rest of the country knows for sure. Some surrogates are destined to go off the rails.
There's a lot of questions as to the authenticity of the birth certificate. There are many people that do not believe that birth certificate is authentic. If you're born in a foreign country, you're not allowed to be president. So, you know, this is a minor detail.
For our Machiavellian viewers, one school of thought holds that Camp Romney doesn't mind Donald Trump's debunked obsession with the birth issue because it appeals to a segment of conservative voters that have not warmed up to Romney. And finally, the one top-level surrogate so prone to meander off the trail, there's a name for it, Joe Bombs.
I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women, and heterosexual men and women marrying men are entitled to the same exact rights, all the civil liberties.
Regardless, almost all surrogate slips are survivable in the long run, but they are media magnets and thus time-consuming in the short run. Proving it's really true what your father told you. If you want something done right, do it yourself.
800-510-8255. Isn't this fascinating? This is interesting to pick. Oh, wait, this is almost the carcass of 4 years ago being picked at, and the people running away from their words. Who's perfect, though? You want to be responsible for everything you've said in your life? Well, in politics, that's what happens. Any opportunity there is. Meanwhile, here's Jan in Arizona, who thinks not so highly of the Democrats.
I'm listening to all the Democrats, and I'm totally in shock. Do they have any idea how the country and the world works? We're not the community organizer like the president. He wants to take from everybody and just, you know, spread the wealth. You know, we're in $5 trillion debt just right now from where he's got us to. We're up to $16 trillion, and he added five of that. And he talks about Romney laying people off. If I was Karl Rove, I would get all the car dealers around our country that the government went in and shut down. Shut down. And these are car companies that were doing very, very well. They took them away from them. And, you know, like my mother had stock in GM. And you know what they did to my mother's stock, what the government, for the first time in history, they stole that stock from my mother. And they gave it to the unions, his buddies. Do you know how many tens of thousands of people that worked at each one of those car dealerships were laid off? Do you know how many secretaries? Do you know how many people lost their jobs as everybody's touting the president? Hey, you give me a couple of $100 billion and I can make it something work. And this is private equity. This isn't any other money. And like that steel thing, that lasted for almost 10 years before the head of Bain, the one, the president's buddy that's giving him $40,000 dinners, a plate. And I'm really sick of it. So the president doesn't like what Mitt Romney does, but he'll take that money on. I mean, they were, I saw this on Morning Joe, and this is Steve Rattner was there, and he said the exact words, yeah, this isn't doing very good for the president. He said he can make the case if he wants, but it's hard to put that ad out on Saturday morning and then Saturday night go take $40,000 of plate dinner from all these capitalism people.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. People are funny. This stuff turns out to be fairly entertaining, doesn't it, huh? 800-510-825. Come on, you admit that you chuckle just a little bit when you hear some of this, don't you? 800-510-8255. More coming up here on the countdown as we review what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television here.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ha!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorite brands, like U.S. Polo Association, Kenmore Grills, LG HD TVs, and all Craftsman tool storage and mechanics tool sets are up to 50% off. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Tools items 5 to 50% restrictions apply. See store for details.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
800-510-8255. Now, the countdown continues with what was last week's number one. Number one hit was the Wisconsin recall election. From CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talks to the president of the AFL-CIO about the recall election.
You took a big part in that recall election out there, Mr. Trumka, and I got to say, any way you cut it, it was a defeat for big labor.
Well, it was a defeat for the people who got hurt were the working people on the ground in that state. It's true that the people in Wisconsin didn't recall Governor Walker, but he spent over $50 million on this. He has lost control of the state Senate, so his agenda is stopped dead in its tracks. He has the worst job-creating record of all the states that are out there right now. And people are looking at that. Look,
but having said all that, he won.
He did. What did he win? He got the right to serve the rest of his term. What he hasn't done is create jobs. Again, he has the worst job-creating record out there. And he talked a lot about making tough decisions. There's a difference, Bob, between making the tough decisions to create jobs and making decisions that are political decisions. He didn't lead here, he followed. The American Legislative Exchange Conference, right after 2010 election, brought 2,000 state Republican legislators together with governors and said their goal was to reduce the vote, the progressive vote, in 2012 by 10%. Less votes, less democracy. So he went after unions, he went after immigrants, he went after seniors, he went after students, he went after all of those things, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and that's try to create jobs.
All right, blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Is the expression "all's fair in love, war, and politics" applicable here? I ask that for your consideration as we listen to the replay of the weekend discussions on the recall from Fox News. Chris Wallace talked to a panel including some of the usual suspects, Liz Cheney, Charles Lane, and Bill Kristol about the recall election in Wisconsin last week.
The impact of this week's votes, the Wisconsin recall election, in which Governor Walker was able to beat it back. Significance, watershed, what do you think is the message, Bill?
I think significant. You can always go wrong trying to generalize from, you know, special elections and local elections. But look, the big question for 2012, one simple way to think about it is this going to be more like 2008, when President Obama and the Democrats won by 7 points nationally, or 2010, when the Republicans won by about 7 points nationally? And Wisconsin, look, 2012 looks an awful lot like Wisconsin 2010. Walker actually increased his vote by a point. And I do think that the spirit of the Tea Party, in the sense of the problem is government that's too big, public sector pensions that have been improvidently granted by public officials, and that needs to be curbed, that spirit is alive and well in 2012.
You know, this has been an issue for a long time, but the events in Wisconsin this week are the first time they've ever crystallized in the form of real votes in real elections that really counted for something, and that's why it gives such a strong signal, because you kind of can't deny these results. And as you point out, I think one of the very interesting consequences that deserves more attention is the division within the Democratic Party that this starts to develop, where you have office holders who just have to pay the bills, you know, and they're worried about that, coming into conflict with the unions who are the basis
Jerry
of
Brown,
the party.
The governor of California.
Yes, but he's been very ineffective in that.
But, I mean, he's also for this.
Yes. Andrew Cuomo has tried to play it within the party. And, you know, this plays out in many ways. The divisions within the party about how much the president should have helped, how much he did help, et cetera. Was it a good idea to go down this road? In other words, I think some Democrats are starting to reconsider this pact, this alliance with the public sector unions. It's quite unclear how that reconsideration will wind up, but I think it's begun.
It's not just, Liz, a division within the Democratic Party. It's also a division within the union movement. I mean, we saw those exit polls in Wisconsin, which showed in union households, either you're a member of the union or your spouse or somebody in your family is a member of the union, more than a third of the voters went for Walker. And you got to figure a lot of them are saying, wait a minute, I don't get these benefits.
And then I have to pay taxes, which allow the government workers to get benefits I don't have.
Right. And I think that division is dangerous for the unions. I think the other thing that's dangerous for the success and the future of the unions is something Charles Krauthammer wrote about this week, which is that in Indiana, for example, where Governor Daniels ended the mandatory, the government itself taking the dues out of union members' paychecks, the union, public sector union, has lost 90% of its membership. In Wisconsin, you've seen 50% of the AFSCME union membership gone now that people are given a choice. The other thing that I think is key here for the unions is, you know, as Republicans, we have for a long time looked on these unions in awe of their political skill and their political organization and their grassroots efforts. And Wisconsin showed that we can, as Republicans, in fact, overcome that.
All right, so this conversation is not over yet. Pretty interesting. Here's radio host Bob Kerr with analyst David Alperin about the recall election in Wisconsin.
Does this send a message for national political trends?
Well, it's a little mixed. You said they stood behind their governor. A large portion of people who voted for Walker indicated in exit polls they didn't necessarily favor him, but they didn't think it was right to recall an elected official who was only doing what he said he was going to do. It was just kind of unfair. Nevertheless, it certainly was disheartening for Democrats around the country, and there's a certain amount of frustration on the part of Democrats that the president himself didn't step in what had become a high-profile fight, although his political experts, like many, probably saw that it was likely to lose and didn't want to muddy the president's skirts with getting in on a losing fight. But it is still pretty much a local issue, and it remains to be seen what message it's going to send, except for the fact that outside money is going to be very significant in the presidential race, and it is not likely that the president is going to be as much outspent, if at all, as the Democratic candidate was in this recall election.
Now, President Obama carried Wisconsin in 2008. What's the situation now regarding him and Mitt Romney?
Well, interestingly, in the exit polls, in right after that election, coming out of that election that Walker won, the president had a margin over Romney equal to the margin that Walker won by. Our expert, who is a veteran Republican consultant, does not think that Wisconsin is going to change its colors on the presidential level.
All right, so there we have it, another wrap on the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that you're talking about on the Daily Talk Radio.